Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Claude Feig. A CBC investigation has found more than a third of the police officers suspended in Ontario over the past decade faced allegations of gender-based violence. Earlier this month, CBC revealed paid suspensions have cost taxpayers across Ontario more than $134 million. But victims in alleged intimate partner crimes say there's more to the problem than just money. Julia Ireton reports.
He wanted to harm me.
She's an Ontario police sergeant talking about her ex-husband, a constable. CBC has agreed not to reveal her name for her own protection. In 2019, there was a confrontation at home. He was arrested and suspended and eventually convicted of intercepting her private communications. Other charges were dropped. She stayed in policing, but she says she got little support.
No one came to me and said, okay, we've rallied the troops. This is what to expect. This is how you go back to work. None of that happened.
Her ex-husband is one of more than 400 officers across 44 Ontario police departments who've been suspended with pay over the past decade. More than a third of the allegations against those cops were for gender-based violence, including domestic abuse, sexual assault, and harassment. Julie Ireton, CBC News, Ottawa.
Australian police say they have arrested seven teenagers in relation to a stabbing at a church. David Hudson is Deputy Commissioner of New South Wales Police.
We're talking 15, 16, 17-year-olds. The terrorism landscape and the radicalization of youth online is a continuing problem for us.
He says the teens are accused of following an extremist ideology and they're part of a network that includes the 16-year-old boy accused of stabbing a bishop in a Sydney church last week. Officials say the teens were considered an immediate threat, but investigators have not found evidence of specific targets for violent acts. Five other teenagers are still being questioned by a counter-terrorism team. The U.S. Senate has passed a nearly $100 billion aid package to support its allies.
On this vote, the yeas are 79, the nays are 18. The motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
After months of delays and political debate, the Senate easily pushed the bill through last night, approving a total aid package of $95 billion for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bill now lands on the desk of President Joe Biden, who has already said he will sign it into law later today. The Senate also passed legislation forcing the Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok to be sold within a year to U.S. owners. The revised bill gives owner ByteDance a minimum 9 months and up to a year to divest itself of the app or face threats of a ban. A key witness in the Donald Trump hush money trial in New York says he helped clean up the former president's public image to keep a sex scandal quiet ahead of the 2016 election. Chris Reyes has more.
David Pecker, as the former publisher of the tabloid The National Enquirer, which is read by millions in this country, is a key player in the prosecution's case against Donald Trump. Pecker confirmed on the stand that he used his tabloid routinely to suppress negative stories about Trump in a practice known as a catch-and-kill scheme. So essentially, catch a story by paying for it and then kill it so it won't be published anywhere else. Pecker said this really ramped up in 2015 as Trump was running for president. Pecker said he was asked what he and his magazines could do for Trump's campaign. He was also asked why he paid for one of the negative stories about Trump that's cited in the criminal charges. He said, "I made the decision to buy the story because of the potential embarrassment it would have to the campaign and Mr. Trump." Worth noting that Pecker has been granted immunity in this case in exchange for his testimony.
The CBC's Chris Reyes in New York. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Claude Feig.